Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
The police chief says this was not a terror attack in Wisconsin. This was not a terror attack. It's unknowable why the guy did what he did. We can't know. It's impossible. We can never fathom the depths of the human brain. We can't even guess. Like we can just looking at Kyle Rittenhouse that he's a white supremacist with absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever. Nor has the media ever presented even a scintilla of evidence that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist, other than that he's white and they don't like him. I mean, to set to call him white supremacist, but they never say why. But somehow they were able to figure out it was a white supremacy that led him to do what he did. How do we know? We know. We could tell by looking at him, much in the way that the media could tell that Putin, remember Rachel Maddow, she could look at Trump and tell when he was at that press conference with Putin. She could tell by looking at him that he was under Putin's control. Turns out she got that totally wrong. Yeah, that's what happens when you decide you can tell things by looking at people and then you report it as news. However, when we have actual evidence of things, like, I don't know, the guy who does the Christmas massacre refers to himself as a black supremacist. Can we speculate? No. I mean, like just speculate on the level we did with Kyle Rittenhouse, white supremacist. Did Kyle Rittenhouse call himself a white supremacist? No. Did he belong to a militia? No, he did not. Was he affiliated with any white supremacist groups or social media pages or anything like that? No, he was not. But we know he's not. He is a white supremacist. We know that. How do we know? Shut up. Don't ask questions. But excuse me. I mean, I know you guys are saying that this was not a terror attack by somebody motivated by the media's lies and rhetoric. And I know that the police chief saying it, but you know, you should know that the police chief also had his whole force kneel to Black Lives Matter in homage. That's what you're dealing with here. So look, what they'll do here is say, we can never know. We can never know. We'll never know like we do by looking at the white supremacist Kyle Rittenhouse. We can just never guess. I mean, yeah, Daryl Brooks might have recorded a rap song that featured in the video the car that he killed the people with, and he might have lauded BLM icons George Floyd and Eric Garner, and then later on in the rap song said, quote, try and use deadly force, we gonna go harder, blank a price, burn it down. But we'll never know what he meant. It's so hard to know what he meant. I mean, it's not like he spells it out for you, really. I mean, what does it really mean when the guy who calls himself a black supremacist and lauds Black Lives Matter encourages black people to commit violence against white people? I mean, how can we even interpret that? We could never know what that means. I mean, what does this even mean? Here's from his social media account. Quote, we start back knocking white people TF out. We start back knocking white people TF out. Start by knocking white people. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what he did. He did knock some white people out with the car, but that's probably just a coincidence. We can't say it was a terror attack. We can't say it. I mean, there was that other post referring to white people as the enemy. See, I think we need to talk about this. Because you know what I think? You know what I think this looks like? I mean, I can't say. We could never know. We could never know if he's really a black supremacist, even though that's what he calls himself. We could never know, like we can know by looking at Kyle Rittenhouse. But, you know, is there a possibility here? Because this is what we'd be considering if all these facts were on Kyle Rittenhouse's social media. We'd be talking about them extensively this morning. We'd be calling that this a terror attack. You know we would. Is it possible? And look, I've looked extensively through this guy's social media. Forget just the political stuff. He's not well. This is one guy. This is a guy one snap away from mental derangement. You can see that he's not mentally well, in addition to his political views. This is a guy, this is the kind of person who continues to fall prey to the media's lies and rhetoric. It is the second time it has happened in a year, not the first. Where might this guy have gotten an idea to, I don't know, kill people he disagrees with a car? Could it be from the murder of the only Capitol Police officer to die violently at the beginning of 2021? Do you know a Capitol Police officer was murdered? Do you know that? You're thinking by Trump supporters? No, they didn't kill anybody. Media lied to us and told us they did, but they didn't. They didn't kill anybody. There was one Capitol Police officer who had a stroke, natural causes. It had nothing to do with what happened on January 6th. But there was an actual police officer murdered, Capitol Police officer. Do you know that? Black Lives Matter, Biden supporter. Black nationalist. He got in a car, rammed through the barricade, killed a Capitol Police officer and injured another guy, another Capitol Police officer standing next to him. Did you know that? Did you know that happened? And what's remarkable about that is he's the only Capitol Police officer to be murdered by an overtly political person in the last year. Only one. And he was a Democrat. And yet we've seen months of coverage of the January 6th Capitol riots. We've seen Buffalo Man, 41 months he was sentenced to in a federal prison for trespassing. By the way, he had asked and was given permission to be on the Capitol grounds by the Capitol Police. There's video of it. They showed it at the court hearing. 41 months for that. And we have theorized endlessly on how Trump caused this by breathing wrong or something. But when a Biden sympathizer, Black Lives Matter, self-described black nationalist, goes and kills a Capitol Police officer with his car, and then somebody else who calls themselves a black supremacist turns around and does the same thing 2 days after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, well, we can never know what the cause was. We can only hope someday to know, but we'll have to just bury this in the news and switch the subject and not talk about it. This is such a dysfunctional country. It's sad, really, that we can't talk about it, because you know what it means? This guy is going to inspire more of this, and the media will have to cover up more of this, but we'll know. We'll know. And the media is preying, and the media preyed on Daryl Edward Brooks. They did. He's exactly the kind of person who has an already weak mind, not well, who snaps when he's told the lies the media has spun. By the way, CBS finally corrected the Kyle Rittenhouse narrative and admitted this morning that he did not, in fact, cross state lines with a gun. It's too late. No, it's 5 people are dead, 48 people injured. It's too late.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.